and normal encounters with angels. Hallelujah. He is like a spirit man. Amen. And I've known this man of God, this bishop, for many years. Hallelujah. And he moves around without a Bible. He's a walking Bible himself. I believe that for the next session, we are about to receive something that the Holy Ghost is bringing your way. Are you there? He's a good man, anointed, very powerful, very simple, but very powerful. And sometimes his stories are frightening. One day I remember he was preaching somewhere. I was at the place, at the Kodesh. He was preaching and saying some things. Then somebody suddenly felt a mouse in his pocket. A mouse appeared in somebody's pocket when he was preaching. Amazing. Please be careful, there's no rats in your bag. But any rat will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm excited that the prophet is in the house. Amen. He is the pastor in charge of the Morningstar Cathedral, the Kadosh. Amen. And he is actually the chairman of the QFC. Amen. And he's here today to minister to us. Are you excited? Before he comes, I want to invite Victoria, who came along with him, to minister. Please, are you enjoying this afternoon? Welcome our sister Victoria.
Amen. Tell your neighbor, dream on. Oh, tell your neighbor, dream on. For good things are on the way. Amen. When you find a dream inside your heart, don't ever let it go. For dreams are tiny seeds from which beautiful tomorrows grow. People live, people die. People laugh, people cry, some give up, yet some will try. Some will say hello, some will say goodbye. Even some, they may forget you, but your God never will. So when you dream, don't hold back. For through him, you can do all things. So go on, soar like an eagle. With those wings, you can fly. You will surely get there. So go on, soar like an eagle. With those wings, you can fly. You will surely.
A little volume for the soundtrack.
How does some dream? Ooh,
you only look back to correct your mistakes and to pick up those pieces, but do not lament on your failures. 'Cause they are only stepping stones to victory. Quitters don't win, winners don't quit. You are more than a conqueror, thank goodness. You are born to win. There's no mountain eagle's wings, you'll come for life. You will surely get there. So go on, soar like an eagle. With those wings, you will be sure to get there. So dream. Keep on pressing.
Wow. Come on, clap your hands for beautiful ministration. Hallelujah. I'm told that she wrote this song herself. Clap your hands one more time for such a wonderful kid. Stand to your feet and let's welcome Bishop Kakra Bede.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank Bishop Saki for this wonderful, wonderful invitation to your Super Sunday. Bishop Saki, I'm blessed. Bishop Saki is my uncle. If Bishop is my father, then he's my uncle. And Bishop Eddie. So my uncles are here in the realm of the spirit. And I thank God so much for their lives, for their input into my life, their training, their words, their instruction, their help, their love, their support. Why don't you put your hands together for Bishop Saki? God bless you, Bishop Saki, for all the help, the training, the instructions over the years. God bless you. Shall we pray? Lift up your two hands. Let's pray to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Ask Him to speak to you this afternoon. Oh, Jesus, we thank you.
You were the Word in the beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High, the hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is! What a beautiful name it is! The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now?
What a wonderful,
what a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, I want to thank you so much for today. We give you praise, we give you glory. Spirit of God, have mercy on me, make me a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared to every good work. Make my soul like the soul of a weaned child. May I not exercise myself in great matters or things that are too high for me. Give me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Grant me boldness to declare the mysteries of the gospel. Fill me with the wine of the Spirit. Let my mouth speak strange things. My eyes see strange things. My ear hear strange things. I sanctify myself with the blood. Spirit of God, have mercy on me and use me. I pray for everyone here. Grant us the gift of faith so that we might access the grace of God. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We dip ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We say, have mercy on us, O God. Confirm your word with signs following. Spirit of God, testify that Jesus is alive. Grant us spiritual understanding. May we never be the same again. Oh, let there be a manifestation of your glory. I bind the spirit of unbelief. I bind every wicked spirit. I bind every wandering mind. And we subject everything here under the control of the blood and the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak, Minister, for a very short while. And I guess Bishop Adi, the spiritual titan, will take over. Spiritual cyborg. A cyborg is half human, half machine. Amen. This afternoon, for a short while, I want to tell the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses was just about to, he was blessing the children of Israel. And I want us to examine one of the blessings. And that blessing will be yours. Yeah. Verse 25, it says, thy shoes shall be as iron and as brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. In other words, the older you get, the wiser you will become. There are some people who become more stupid as they are growing old, but you will become wiser as you are growing old. You become more anointed as you are growing old. You will be richer as you are growing old. Then he said in the next verse, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. The word Jeshurun means the upright one. In other words, if you want God to be your God, you must be an upright person. Who rideth upon the heaven in thy help? It says God rides on the heavens to come and help you. Today I see him riding to come and help somebody. And in his excellency upon the sky. Excellency means he's a king. So as he's riding, he's not riding alone. He's riding with an invisible army. It's an army of supernatural beings, of which angels are one of them. An angel will minister to somebody before we leave here. Last time I saw angels physically was in the UK. I went to preach there. And the second night of the preaching, I don't know why, a lot of Muslims had gathered in the room. I don't know from where.
And as I was preaching, these Muslims got up and charged to the front. They were coming to beat me. Yes, serious confusion. So we kind of had to like suspend the meeting for a while. They had to drive the Muslims away before I continued the meeting. But that night, two angels came to my room. Physically. This afternoon, an angel will visit you. I said, an angel will visit you. Why? Because he's a king. And once you are born again, you qualify for angelic ministration. Hebrews 1:14 says, they are ministers to them who are heirs of salvation. So it says, he's riding in the heavens. He is coming. Then he says, he's coming to help us. Then he says in the next verse, the eternal God is thy refuge. A refuge is a place where you hide to when you are in trouble. May you not hide to your boyfriend's room. May you run to Jesus. Push your neighbor and say, where have you been running to? Underneath are the everlasting arms. May God carry you like a baby. I said, like a baby. He will thrust out the enemy from before you. And he shall say, what shall he say? Destroy them. Put your hands together for Jesus. Today I'll be preaching on the subject, destroy them. I destroy poverty in the name of Jesus. I destroy carnality in the name of Jesus. I destroy demons in the name of Jesus. I destroy witches in the name of Jesus. Fear in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, destroy them. Which means they are many. He didn't say destroy it. He said destroy them. They are many. You know, recently somebody's baby died in the hospital. The doctors proclaimed the child, not a baby, even a child. The child dead. And the doctors left. So they called me. They said, Pastor, our son is dead. He's lying here. The doctors have certified him dead. They have left. Then they said, can he live? I said, why not? Why not? For with God, all things are possible. Not some things, so all things. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So I said, this is a test case for destroy them. So I said to them, let's pray. God can do all things. So we prayed. After about 5 minutes, they called me again. They said, Pastor, the boy has come back to life. Anything that is dead in your life is coming back to life. In the name of Jesus. Somebody said, destroy them. So I am fully convinced that this afternoon, anything that is worrying you is destroyed. The other day I was passing somewhere, they were playing some song. Funny song. You see, Obiage, your big girl. Nia. Somebody has collected your girl. This afternoon, your beloved is coming back. Your husband is coming back. Put someone's object, your big girl. Hey! I said, what a funny song. You may be seated. So, that is the title of my message. Now I'm going to the message. I'm not preaching for long at all, so listen. Matthew 6:13 is our next stop.
it talks about Jesus. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? In other words, he said, what are the rumors about me in town? The people in church, what are they saying? I wonder if I come to your area, ask about you, what will they say? Once I went to visit a church member, I said, do you know him in his house? They said, oh yeah, we know him. He's always drinking in that bar over there. So when I went, he was sitting there quaffing. Then they said, some say that's John the Baptist, some Elias, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. You know something? Nobody really knows you. Even you don't know yourself. The person who really knows you is God. Then Jesus said, by whom say ye that I am? Peter, as usual, took the lead. In verse 16, he said, thou art the Christ. Christ means the anointed one. The Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. Simon means a reed. Bar means son. Jonah means dove. So bar Jonah means the son of the dove or son of the Holy Spirit. But the dove is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. It said this information, you didn't learn it from Gimpa. This one, it is not from Free SHS. There are certain things in the realm of the spirit only God can teach you. Nobody else can teach you. That's why in John 16, 12, Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13, he said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So if even Jesus couldn't teach certain things, then as for us, what can we teach? He said, the Holy Ghost is the professor. When he comes, he will teach all things. May the Holy Ghost teach you. Then he said, because you have had this revelation, he said, you are blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter. Peter means actually a pebble. And upon this rock, I don't think he was talking to Peter. He was talking to himself. If we had a video, I'm sure you'll see him pointing to himself upon this rock. Because Peter is so weak, you can't build a church on him. I will build my church. And the gates of Hades or hell shall not be able to prevail against it. Then verse 19, he said, I will give to you the keys. That's one of the keys. May you have keys. There are some people who don't have any key. But you need keys. Key to your house, key to your office, key to your room, key to your car, key to so many things. Some people even have a key to an aeroplane. May you have keys. He said, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Which means there are keys in heaven that opens doors. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. 20 says, then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Like I said, I'm going to share on the subject, destroy them. There is one thing about God. When you are working with God, one of the things that you need to advance quickly is revelation. Revelation is the mother of possession.
In other words, whatever is revealed to you, it becomes yours. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, the Bible says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things that are revealed belong to us. In other words, the minute you have a revelation, that thing, it becomes yours. When you don't have it, it remains God's property. That is why when the heavens opened over Jesus and the Holy Ghost descended in the bodily shape like a dove upon him in Luke 3:22, there came a voice from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. From that day, the anointing became his. Because of revelation. So if you are a Christian, one thing that you need to do is you need revelation. You know, just reading the Bible is good. But when you are reading the Bible and doing Bible study, you advance. But you advance as if you are walking. Revelation makes you fly. May you fly! First Corinthians 2:14 says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 9 says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. God has revealed it, revelation, unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. What man knoweth the things of a man, save the things of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the Spirit which is of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely. May you have free money. Revelation brings free things given to us of God. Beyond the year, I had a very beautiful revelation. In the middle of the night, I was asleep. Suddenly, I felt intense pain on the temple of my head like this. Very terrible pain in the middle of the night. As if somebody was using a knife to cut my head open. Then suddenly, I saw the top of my head open like a coconut. With this pain, the next thing I saw, a horn, just one single horn, grew. Boom! The horn, it went up, it can touch the ceiling. Just one horn. Then I heard a voice say, your horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I will anoint you with fresh oil. If you have a revelation like this, will you not be happy? I prophesy that you are going to receive a revelation by tonight. So revelation. Solomon became rich by revelation, not by studying MBA. By revelation. He became a rich man. Solomon. So when Peter, had this revelation, Jesus said to him, you are blessed. Which means, number one, it is the vehicle on which blessings ride. It is one of the channels, there are many channels, but it is one of the channels that God uses to bless his people. Revelation. I remember before my father died, about a day or so before he died, I had a vision. In this vision, he was giving an inheritance to his children. So when he calls you, he'll give you land, money, and houses. When it got to my turn, he didn't give me land, he didn't give me a house, he didn't give me money. He gave me a little piece of paper. It's about this size. Small like that. I was very disappointed. I said, you are sharing money. Look at my inheritance. It's a sheet of paper. It was in my palm. I said, what is this? Then he said to me, look on it, there's a blessing. So I looked. And there was a scripture. He that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works. Then he said to me, that is your inheritance. He said, that is your inheritance. And he said to me, because you are at rest, you will never struggle to do anything. May you never struggle to do anything. That's the power of revelation. That's why Jesus said, blessed are you. All the people in the Bible who were blessed, it was by revelation. You check Solomon, 1 Kings 3, 4. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. That was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. He gave 1,000 cows. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. It was a revelation. He said, ask what I shall give you. That's what made him the richest man in the world. One revelation can turn you into the richest man in the world. Just one. Lift your two hands. Father, I pray for your children. Grant us dreams, visions, and revelations in the name of Jesus. Amen. Revelation can come from even reading the scriptures. You can have a revelation. Not by just visions. The scripture itself, you can have a revelation. Ephesians 3:3, Paul said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Verse 4, it says, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Mystery means something that is difficult to understand. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, but now it is revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. When I built my first house, 20-something years old, when I built my first house, I was invested. It was one scripture that made me build the house. I was having my quiet time in the morning in university, tech. I came across the scripture. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It says, true wisdom is a house built. Something entered my heart. And a voice said to me, you don't build the house by being employed or being on salary. True wisdom is a house built. Then I realized that not knowing I was a candidate. Because a student can access wisdom, but not a job. Pierce my heart. I asked the Holy Spirit, so how am I going to do it? He said, look at the ants. They build big ant hills. They carry little crumbs, but they are consistent. Proverbs 6:6, he said, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and be wise. So he said to me, from today, don't buy chewing gum, don't buy drinks, don't buy kebabs, start building the house. So that very day, I went to town. I bought a switch, a light switch. I didn't have a plot of land. I didn't have anything. So I asked the Holy Spirit, I don't have a plot of land. He said, don't worry. A plot of land is one of the many things that you need. You don't have that one now. Forget it. You can get a light switch. That one you can buy. So I bought my first light switch. It was in my pocket. No taxi, no truck. I am the transport. I brought the switch. I put it by my bedside. Somebody asked me, what is this? I said, I'm building a house. Put your hands together for Jesus. I said, I am building a house. That's why when I built my first house, I was in my 20s. I started from first year. Yes, from my quiet time. Revelation. It turned my life upside down. May God open your eye to see mysteries from the word of God. Then there's the one that comes by the Spirit. So Jesus said, number one, it brings blessing. Number two, it releases the power of God. It says, I will give to you the keys, and the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail against you. That's power and authority. In other words, when you come against demons, spirits, powers with revelation, you will overcome them. One day we were praying for some mad woman. This was years ago. This mad woman, I was praying with some other pastors. Hey, we will be praying and the mad woman will be laughing. I remember one of my friends, the pastors, one of the pastors, as he was praying, Zokobakaya, Wokabagadia, Masateka, the mad woman would get up and go to where he is, and he would start imitating him. Rosete Kabaya, Makabaya, and begin to laugh. Oh! The mad woman was disgracing us. Meanwhile, the person who brought the mad woman, he was watching us. He was another pastor in another town. According to him, God had told him that he should bring the mad woman to us. So he was sitting there watching us, drinking water, and we were sweating. Hey. This went on for about 3 hours. So I was wondering, what can we do to let this mad woman be free? Because it's like it's not working. And the woman, mad woman will sit down. And when you pray, man, come back. She look at you. But you know, at a point, I fell into a trance. Which means I was standing there, but I just disappeared from the room. I saw myself at the bottom of a river. Literally. The whole scene disappeared. All I could say, I was in the river. Under the river, I saw the mad woman sitting there, bound with chains, being guarded by some evil spirits. In the river, I believe many spirits of madness, they come from water. That's why the madman of Gadara, that spirit, it came from the water. I believe it. So, when it lasted for a while, then I came out of the trance. The minute I came out of the trance, my eyes met the eyes of the mad woman. Immediately, she screamed out of fear and started begging. She fell on the floor, and within seconds, she was delivered. Normal.
Revelation.
So, sorry, there's some prayer. You pray. But until God grants you a revelation, you'll still be sitting there. That's why Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed art thou." He said, it's a channel of blessing. It's a channel of supernatural power. Revelation. So there is nothing nicer. I remember a woman called me from the States. Before she called me, I was asleep. I was praying for an all night. I was asleep. And I was dreaming. In the dream, a woman brought her son to me, and the son was mad in the dream. Then I said to the woman in the dream, I'm going to pray for your son. God is going to heal your son. As soon as I said that, my phone started ringing literally now. So I woke up from my sleep. So when I woke up from my sleep and I took the call, there was a woman at the end of, at the other end. And she said, Pastor, I need help. And I said, what help do you need? She said to me, I have my son. He is mad. Then I said, where is he? He said, he is sitting in the basement.
Then I said to a woman,
God just revealed this to me about 5 seconds ago. I was asleep and I had this dream. And a woman brought the son to me, and the son was mine. I said, please pray for my son. So I said to the woman, I said, when I finish praying and you put the phone down, when you go to the basement, you will see that your son has recovered 100%. You see, do you know why I could say that? When you have a revelation, anybody can say it. Don't you think that if you saw something like that, you too would say the same thing? Your faith rises. So I told the woman, I said, listen, by the time I finish my prayer, when you go to the basement, your son will be sitting there completely healed. He said, Pastor, are you sure? I said, I'm 1,000% sure. It's only when you have a revelation that you can talk like that. The woman went down to the basement. She called me after. He said, Pastor, you wouldn't believe it. When I went down, my son, he was completely healed. He was sitting there. It's normal. Put your hands together for Jesus. Give him glory. Power of revelation. Last year, I went to the U.S. to go and preach there. This woman is not in our church. She came with the son. She came to testify. She brought the son. He said, this was my son. He used to have a mental problem. He said, this pastor prayed for him. He said, now he's sound. He's even in the university now. He wrote exam, everything. Now he's in university. He said, he's a normal person. He said it to everybody in the church. Now I'm closing. So listen carefully. This is where your part comes in. I'm talking about revelation releases the power of God. That's number two, but I'm giving one example and I'll close. One day, I went to run a lab test. Who has run a lab test before? I pray you will never see a negative lab test. And they brought the report. And one of the things on the report, on my report, had gone up, abnormal. Hey, so I said, what is this? Because my mother had told me something. My mother told me that after 40, every 10 years, a certain disease will make an attempt on your life. If you survive, you go for the next 10 years. If you survive, you go for the next 10 years. If you survive, you go for the 10. But she told me every decade after 40, a certain disease will make an attempt on your life. And if you survive it, you go to 50. And between 50 and something, another one will try. If you survive, you go to 60. So I remembered my mother's words. I said, are there not kind any new? So I said, no, this thing can't stay. So I prayed. When I prayed, I went to bed. In the middle of the night, getting to morning, the Holy Ghost appeared to me, spoke to me in a vision. He quoted a verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. He said, know ye not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Someone say, destroy them. Destroy them. I'll tell you what he said to me, then I'll close. In the vision. He said to me, so now I was having a revelation. He said to me, my son, the value of somebody, you see, in this world, the value of a building determines the kind of person who is living in the building. For example, the Flagstaff House, I think it costs $32 million to build it. Where the president is. $32 million for the Ghana president. Now the DC, I'm sure his house officially will cost about 100 and something thousand. So you see, there is a difference between the DCE and the president and the regional minister. Just by their houses, you can tell that who is who. President Trump, he lives in the White House. Do you know the value of the White House? $400 million. Compared to Flagstaff House, you will see the kind of person who is in the White House. $400 million. Think about it. The Queen in Buckingham Palace, who is never elected into office. Buckingham Palace, the value of the palace is $5 billion. That's the value of the Buckingham Palace. Compare it to the Grand Manchester Palace and the Asante Hines Palace. My God. I went to Rome and I went to the Vatican and I went to visit the buildings of the Vatican. Look, I went to St. Peter's Cathedral where the Pope stands to give mass, where there's a big plaza where people stand there. St. Peter's Cathedral, big place. But in the Vatican, there are two important buildings in the Vatican. It's a city. Small city, but it's a city. The first important one is the Sistine Chapel. So I went to the Sistine Chapel. Look, to enter the Sistine Chapel, I think it's about 75 euro or something per person. And the line, you have to go early in the morning. The queue to enter is not a small thing. But I paid extra. So extra, you have a special line that you join. So they took me through the place. Paintings. Artifact. I mean, it's a huge place. But I wanted to go to the Sistine Chapel. The Sistine Chapel was designed by Michelangelo. And it has drawings about the birth of Christ and everything. And Michelangelo did the ceiling. And other famous painters did the walls. So I went and finally I arrived at the Sistine Chapel. I looked, I saw the painting. The painting said, painted hundreds of years ago. But it looks as if it was painted today. Beautiful. From there, I went to the St. Peter's Cathedral. Those are the two important buildings. So after I was wondering, what is the value of these buildings? So I checked on the internet. They said $1. $1. I said, hey, how can it cost $1? They said that there is no money in the world that can buy the Sistine Chapel and St. Peter's Cathedral. So they can't calculate it. So they've just put a symbolic figure, $1. It has no value. Put your hands together for Jesus. It has no value. It is the most expensive building on the earth. Now I'm closing. In the Bible, God himself, there are three significant buildings that he built. The first one is the tabernacle of Moses. It was built in Exodus 25 verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, verse 2, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, shall you take my offering. And this is the office I take of them. Gold, silver, brass, purple, goes on and on. Then verse 8, he says, let them make me a sanctuary or a building that I might dwell amongst them. The value of that building, do you know how much it is in today's money? $150 billion. The tabernacle of Moses. $150 billion. The next important one was the temple of David. The one that David built. The one that David said in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 2, I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. The gold for the things of gold. Silver for the things of silver. Brass, things of brass. iron. David said, I have prepared. Verse 3, he said, because I have set my affection to the... First, he said, no. Then he says, of, then he talks about the gold and silver. He said, 3,000 talents of gold, the gold of Ophir. Not Obuasi gold. He said, the gold of Ophir. 7,000 talents of refined silver. Look, that building is estimated over $300 billion. The last major significant building is the Temple of Herod. Herod built that building for the Jews. It was at that building site that Jesus gave a prophecy concerning the end times. In Matthew 24, verse 1, the Bible records it. Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. It was very nice. That one took us over $100 billion. But do you know what? All these buildings, God said, they are cheap houses. That's not the cheap houses. He said, I don't like them. He stayed there for a while, and he moved. He said, I don't live in cheap houses. He said, I want an expensive house. That expensive house is you. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. So in the vision, he said to me, do you know that you are my house? I said, yes. He said, do you know how valuable you are? You are more than the Sistine Chapel. You are more than the White House. You are more than St. Peter's Cathedral. You are more than anything. So if you are sitting here today, you should respect yourself because you are valuable. That's why you can't be walking around saying, hey, shut up! So for one, say, you try SS exam, maybe fail you, need me Pedro Bianum. Hey, shut up! Many sisters don't say, if you want to see being a way a strong one, Miss Kakitwa Nawalia say, Bakunosun Nawalia say, Miss Media, a yasa, you also for Henemaya. Hey, shut up! Put your hands together for Jet. No, you know! No, you know! Put somebody say, you are valuable. Any boy who comes to tell you anything, you'll be following him. Oh, sister, me who my father worship. Was three crown they come in. Was your Jojo? Oh, Jojo, maybe wait. Why? Listen, you are valuable. Don't just follow anybody. I'm close and listen. I have just about 5 minutes. Listen. One day I was in my house. I was in my house one day. And I saw a movement. Hey, it was a mouse. I said, this mouse, I went to buy okra last stop, the sticky paper. I put fish head on it. I left it where I saw it. In the morning when I came, Jaffa was standing there stuck. He couldn't move. I took a stick, pow! I killed it. This morning, I was in my bedroom, just this morning. I heard, well, a mosquito. Then I promise myself that tonight when I go back, red, I'm buying two. I'm spraying the whole place. I'm killing every mosquito. Now you listen. Me, a human being, I can't live with rats. I can't live with mosquitoes. I can't live with flies. Do you think that God, when he's sitting in his house, he can live with high blood pressure, diabetes, confusion, depression, sorrow, sickness? Do you think he can live there? He will say what? Destroy them! So he said to me, the way you cannot live with mosquitoes in your house, what makes you think that me, I can live with diseases in my house? He said to me, anything that tries to defile my house, I will do what? Destroy it. I will do what? Destroy it. Poverty, destroy. Curses, destroy. Sickness, destroy. Malaria, destroy. Depression, destroy. Just remove that word man. You can put anything there. Because what makes God destroy is anything that defiles the temple. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it is defiling the temple, which is his house. Ah, I have a dog. My dog is called Bruno, some small poodle. This dog even comes to lie on my bed. So I've told the people in my house, I said, this dog, the way it lies on my bed, is like a human being. So the dog, it baths every day. I said, even my children are bathing every day. How much more this dog? You must bath it every day. The day they forget to bath the dog, and I'm lying on my bed with my nice bed sheet, this beautiful dog just jumped. And I smell something. I said, I just put it. Get off from my bed. A dog that smells, I can't fellowship with it. God, who has built this expensive temple, which is you, you also, as living stones, are being built up. A spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. So as I close, so listen. So God said to me, tomorrow morning when you wake up, go and run the test again. Everything in your body will be normal because I cannot live with dirty things in my house. So the following morning I went to do my test all over again. I came. Everything was reading normal. After this meeting, you are going to do a lab test and everything will read normal. Everything will read normal. If any man defile the temple of God, anything that wants to destroy this expensive building, God will destroy it. Lift up your hands, pray for yourself. Be it a sickness, whatever it is, something that wants to defile this temple, remind God of this scripture that he has promised that this expensive building, which is more valuable than the whole world, if anything wants to defile it, anything that gives you sleepless nights is defiling the body. Anything that is creating pain is defiling the body. Sicknesses are defiling the body. Standing on this revelation from the word of God, destroy it. Destroy it. Destroy it.
He will thrust out the enemy
from before you,
and he shall say, destroy them.
Lift up your voice, pray for yourself.
You cannot live here with the sickness that you came with. No way. The marital problem that doesn't let you sleep. Tonight, you are not going back. Your children that are troubling you so that you have, if you can't even eat, you are losing weight. The rooms in God's house, they are getting smaller and smaller because you are losing weight. It cannot be so. It happened to me, it can happen to you. If any man defile this temple, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Where temple you are. Masata kabali andaba sata kabala bala 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 bala. Rasata kabali andaba sata kabali andaba sata kabali alaba laba laba. You are great, yes you are, Holy One. Walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great, yes you are, Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great, you are great. 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 Everything written about you is demons tremble at your presence. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you, you must tremble. You must tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. Close your eyes, lift up your two hands. The way I spoke about angels, already there are two angels walking around. As we were worshiping God, I saw them. Spirit of God said to me, the angels are here. I said, for what? He said, the word has provoked them. Psalm 103 verse 20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his word, hearkening unto the words of his commandments. Administration has started. Oh, thank you. The Spirit of God is ministering and touching people. Angels are touching people. As says, anybody the Spirit of God is touching, carry the person here. It has started. Receive!
Thank you. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the angels. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Breakthroughs are taking place. Somebody is about to scream because the power of God has just touched you. Receive the power of God. It has started. Rasata. I see something like fire on some people. Something like fire on some people. Ramasata kabarianda basata kabarianda barianda barianda. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. I destroy growths. Every growth I destroy it. Every cancerous spirit, I destroy. Every pain, I destroy. Depression is leaving somebody. Depression is leaving somebody. Receive. Failure. Somebody, everything that you do, it doesn't work. I rebuke the spirit of failure. It's happening. Bring them, bring them. The anointing is increasing as the time goes on. Right! Rasata kabeye. Ramayende. Rabayalabayanga. Masatakeya. Rasata kabakadinde. Ramayanda Barianda Barianda. Touch them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Somebody who is owing a lot of money. I see money being paid. Your debts have been canceled by the Holy Ghost. I see supernatural resources are coming. Believe in God for a child. Believe in God for a child. Receive. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hold on. I see a hand holding somebody's neck. But that hand is actually a snake. Sometimes you have some serious breathing problems. But I see that snake releasing itself from that neck. Somebody is getting delivered right now as I speak. Any attack on your body that makes breathing difficult, that evil spirit is broken right now in Jesus' name. Loose him. Loose him, let him go. Loose him, let him go. Loose him, let him go. Moshataka Bariandas.
No, why do you want me to leave him? No, why do you want me to leave him? No, I will leave him.
Thank you.
Don't touch me. No, don't touch me. I will leave him. He's mine. I will destroy him.
The snare is broken.
No, I will leave him.
The snare
why?
Is broken.
Why?
The snare is broken.
I disgrace him.
The snare
that man
is broken.
I'm taking him.
the snare is broken.
I disgrace him. I know he will be great.
I release you with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Leave him on the ground. Leave him on the ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those of you here, lift up your hand. I see somebody here who cannot sleep. You cannot sleep. You are suffering. Step out to me right now. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. I release you from this evil spirit. Come on loose. Come on loose. Thank you. Thank you. Whatever sickness that is troubling you, lift up your two hands, ask God to release you. Ramayanda Bushiti Kabu Haryandas. Ramana Bakarunde Bashataka Bahuris. Jesus. Is that a flank here? I just heard that name, Frank. Who is Frank? A Frank with a skin disease. Come to me. A Frank with a skin disease. Come to me. Where is that person? I saw somebody's skin. And I heard that name. You are here like that. Walk to me. God is good. Don't be afraid though. Sometimes I say something like that, the person will be running away. I've seen it all the time. Person will be thinking, hey, if I come, what else will the man of God say? Don't worry. You will be healed. Don't let us close and you come and say, oh, pastor, it is me. I see it all the time in ministration. But I've come to realize it's the demons. A Frank with a skin problem. Come to me. I've come to realize it's the demons. Because they don't want you to be free. They will tell you, look, stand there. Still, we are praying. Ask God for your healing. But what is that person? Hurry up. We don't have time because I have to close right now. So I cannot waste time. So yeah, that person come. I see it all the time in ministration. So hurry up and come. You are the one. Lift up your two hands. Father, I pray for healing for this man. Let your glory appear. Let your glory appear. Somebody who could hear in one ear, your ear has just opened. Check yourself and come to me. You also, Frank, with a skin disease, lift your two hands. Rashiti Kambo Horiandas. Rakayondo, Mikaso, Mikariandas. Because I saw somebody's skin with the disease. He said his name is Frank. Where is the person whose ear has been opened? Rush to me right now. Just check yourself. One ear. You couldn't hear, or you couldn't hear properly, but now you can hear clearly. Walk to me. When I was standing, the Holy Ghost said to me, I just opened somebody's ear. Are you the one? Which one couldn't hear? This one couldn't hear. Close this one, let's see. So tell me, what could you not hear? No, you lift, remove your. What could you not hear before? What could you not hear? You feel pains inside. But could you hear? You don't hear. Okay, so I'm going to test you now. Close this one. How many is that?
Two times.
Say the number.
Three times. Four times.
God has touched you. Ramayala Bashataka Bakariandas. Hey, my time is up. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. My time is up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You now and your mighty power.
Rebecca is free. Father, we thank you. I thank you for today's word. The word itself has brought deliverance. The prayer has brought deliverance. I destroy every disease. I destroy marital problems. I destroy sickness. I destroy curses. I destroy poverty. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I see two women between the ages of about 40 and 43. They are two sisters. They are not married. I see a door being opened. Between 40, 43. The two of you are here, come. I think I'll take this one and I'll close. Come, let's pray. What are you? Two men I saw. Two sisters. They are not married. Between the ages of 40, 43. Come, I'm waiting for you. Hurry up. Like I call Frank before Frank will show up. I don't have time. So I give you 1 minute. Sosaki gave me a time. I've gone past by 2 minutes already. So this one, I won't pull it too long. Don't be afraid though. Only good things will happen to you. I told you this thing, I see it all the time. It's normal for me. Don't be afraid. Oh, Jesus.
Hurry up and come if you are coming. Recently, there was somebody. I said to the person, I said, there is somebody here tonight. You have been sacked from your work. Just this evening, you were sacked. Come, let me pray for you. God give you another job. The woman didn't come. When we closed, she came to see me. He said, I was the one who was sacked this evening. I said, why didn't you come? He said, oh, Pastor, I was shy. You will stay with your problem. But I realized that it's demons. That's what I've come to realize. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together, you may be seated. Before I close, I have my book that I wrote. It's called Invitation. Very powerful book. It talks about the call of God.